Welcome to 7 Second Delay. I'm your co-host, station manager Ken, and with us via the magic of Skype is the host of the program, Andy Breckman.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for responding.
Sure, it's my show.
Yeah, no problem. That was nice of you to come right in there like that. Can you speak up a bit?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Where are you tonight?
I am in my office in New York.
Your New York office?
Yeah.
As opposed to your Madison, New Jersey office?
Yeah.
How many offices?
We have a great show tonight.
We do. How many offices do you have, Andy?
Well, I mean, I have a little studio in New York.
Yeah. Oh, so you're at your apartment in New York, which you call your office.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And why couldn't you make it in person tonight? Just curious.
Oh, my God. I have the worst deadline. I have a horrible deadline.
For your new TV show?
Yeah. I thought I'd be right at 6, but I'm 1 minute away from finishing. But let's get started. This
yeah,
is going to be a great show.
Yeah, let's
show,
get
Ken.
Started. You sound great.
I feel great about it.
Yeah. Well, tonight, of course, we're paying tribute to our double-jointed listeners.
And yeah, this was Beth's idea. God bless her.
Yeah, we love double-jointed people. And we've set up a double-jointed hotline for the evening. If you are double-jointed, please don't wait by calling the regular number. Lord knows how long that could take for you to get through. Call the special double-jointed hotline at 201-209-0843.
That's 201.
You sound dreadful.
I do? Wait, yeah. How's this? Is this better?
That's much better, yeah.
Okay, I'll hold on. I have to hold the mic up.
Okay, great. There's still a lot of noise, but it's a little...
I wasn't going for dreadful.
What were you going for?
I was going for great. Wait, hold on, buddy. Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise.
There is?
Yeah.
Should I wait, hold on.
No.
Is this better?
No. Let's just
Is that better?
It was better before. No, that is better. The noise is gone. Are you there? No, you're gone. All right. Okay. So while we wait for Andy to call back, the real topic of tonight's program is that time you had to turn WFMU off. And if you're not double-jointed, please call us and tell us the tale of the time that WFMU just pushed you a little bit too far and you had to turn the station off. Happens to me 10 times a day. The phone number for non-double-jointed people who are known as single-jointed people is 201-209-9368. But if you are double-jointed, of course, the special hotline for your use and your use alone is 201-209-0843. And, this is turning into a disaster. So sure could use your calls. 201-209-9368 to just discuss that magic time you had to turn WFMU off. Double-jointed people, get right through. No waiting. 201-209-0843. And we'd like to hear about your double-jointedness. WFMU doesn't judge you for being double-jointed. We don't call you the double-jointed. We call you double-jointed people. Oh, Christ almighty. All right, hanging up on Andy. Calling Andy back now. Oh, double-jointed hotline ringing off the hook. Welcome to the double-jointed hotline. You're on the air.
So there was the time that Kenny G was playing the WINS weather reports in sequence that was going on for like a half hour.
Right.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Right. And how long did
that
you?
That was the worst.
How long did you stay away?
Not very long until the show was over.
Yeah. And now tell us about your double jointedness, because you've called the double jointed hotline.
My thumbs are double jointed. I can put my thumbs in an odd looking position that would look to other people like they were suffering an injury.
Can you touch the top of your thumb to the middle of your forearm? Is that the idea?
No, you can. I can force my thumb back, much further back than ordinary humans, and it has a very odd look when I do it.
Cool.
It doesn't have any utility.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling the double jointed hotline. We love double jointed people. Call again.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to 7 Second Delay without Andy. It says here on the screen, Andy is not online.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, what's up, boys? How we doing tonight?
Oh, my God, we're in the danger zone. Danger, hang on. I love talking to you, but Andy Breckman just called. Hi, Andy.
Wait, Ken, what's the on-air number?
Double jointed or single jointed?
I'm single jointed.
It's 201-209-9368.
Is that a new number?
Yeah, that is a brand new number just for tonight. All right, danger zone.
Welcome to the danger zone.
I know we said we were going to have the whole theme song and sound effects ready, but frankly, we didn't care enough. So tell us about the time you had to turn off WFMU, Danger.
Wow, Andy, talk about phoning in, huh?
He's not even phoning it in. He's not even here.
Disgraceful. I love WFMU. The only time, I guess, is when, like, randomly in the middle of the night I'll turn it on, it'll be, like, menacing bubble sounds.
The menacing bubble sounds, yeah.
Cool much.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, like, the Sunday morning rockability stuff, I'm just not a fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ought to, you know, the menacing bubbles get better after about 2 or 3 hours. You should, like, try to wait it out, because it eventually grabs you and it puts you in a different zone. I know you like the danger zone, but you might want to try the menacing bubble zone.
Yeah.
But it takes a while.
Give it a whirl.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Danger. I'm still distracted by trying to get Andy on the line somehow.
Oh, I think I know where Andy's office is, by the way.
Which office? He has many offices.
The office I know, I think he just does work in a porta potty in the public park.
Oh, that's not his Manhattan office. That might be his LA office. Thanks, Danger.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Wilson from South Orange. I only have one joint, but I'm calling to talk about that time I had to turn off WFMU.
Tell me all about it.
Every time Bryce comes on.
Aw.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, do
it. After a while, it gets to be so intense that you're chattering your teeth, steam's coming out of you. But this is why you invented the drummer stream, right, Ken?
Yes, that was why.
Because I find that there's always a wonderful balance when it gets to be too much on FMU. When the dial tone's been going for 90 minutes or sounds of fingernails on a chalkboard, you switch over and there's Uncle Michael waiting for you with open arms.
Can you do an imitation of Bryce's show for us right now?
Sure, you ready?
Yeah.
Of that 2-hour song, but my time is up.
That was pretty good, Wilson. Thanks.
Yeah, hold on. But for 40 minutes.
That was impressive.
Okay. That's
all right.
It,
thanks,
man.
Wilson.
I'm walking up South Orange Avenue. I love you guys.
Love you more. Let's see if we have Andy Breckman here on line 3. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
Yeah, so one time that I had to turn off the station, it was a morning, and the DJ played the same song, just different versions of it, over and over and over again for the entire show.
Uh-huh. What song was it?
I think it was called something like "And Then He Kissed Me," and there were a bunch of different versions of male point of view, female point of view, and it was the same exact song over and over and over again.
And then he kissed me. Wasn't that Ronettes? Phil Spector, Ronettes.
I'm not sure, but there was at least 20 different versions over the couple
now. If
hours.
If it had been 3 hours of Bohemian Rhapsody, that would have been fine. Am I right?
Sure. Yeah.
Hey. I'd love to chat, but somebody's calling the double jointed hotline.
Oh, all right.
Thanks.
Those with multiple
Bye-bye.
Joints get priority.
Thanks for calling the double jointed hotline. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for answering. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, we picked up the
love the show.
Andy, hang on. We have a caller.
Hi, this is Annie.
Hi, Annie. Are you double jointed?
I am.
I am not double jointed.
Oh, poor Andy.
Ken, you didn't pick up the on-air line.
I didn't see one ringing. I don't know what the problem is. But Andy, you're on with Annie now. Annie called the double-jointed hotline. Ready, go.
Can we prove that Annie is double-jointed?
Annie was just talking.
Is Andy trying to talk?
He was trying to talk. Yeah, this isn't
poor
good.
Guy.
Annie, tell
let
us about.
Let me try to call on air again.
Okay, it's 201-209-9368,
yeah.
Andy. Okay, thanks.
But I can dial any number close to that.
No, you have to dial those exact numbers in that exact order.
Oh, okay. I got you. It makes
yeah.
sense.
Yeah, okay.
That completely makes sense. Okay.
Cool. So, Annie, tell me about your double-jointedness. Andy's not going to...
It's in the tips of my fingers on both hands.
Uh-huh.
And it sadly prevents me from playing stringed instruments.
Aw.
They just bend too far back. So I can't hold down the strings.
Like you can't play guitar or violin or...
No. I know. I tried to learn the ukulele, and I just can't hold the strings the right way.
Well, that's a really sad story. But, you know, we don't judge you because you're double-jointed.
Oh, thank you.
That's why we set up a special hotline for the double-jointed
Aww.
People out there.
Well,
we love
you.
Double-jointed people here at WFMU.
That's awesome. And, hey, I have a hard time turning off WFMU. I try to abide by the sticker that was on the boombox. No matter how bad it gets, don't turn it off.
But you've never turned it off, really?
No, I do.
What was the last time?
I don't want to shame any of the DJs.
Well, you don't have to name a DJ. It's probably better if you don't name a DJ, but name what they were playing.
I love them all. I love you all.
Name what they were playing.
The ones that have like a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't.
And can you?
Sometimes it's really grating.
Can you imitate the noise?
I guess.
Go ahead. Do it. Very good. I know which show that was.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Annie.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I have an idea now. I'm going to call Andy Breckman. I'm unfortunately calling him on the double-jointed hotline. So it's a real shame. Oh, really?
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken, I was on the air with you.
You were?
My phones are completely screwed up.
Well, you're on the air now.
Yeah, but I don't want to tie up your double-jointed hotline.
Okay, I'm going to call you back on the
I'm not technically double-jointed, but you know what I can do?
What?
I can hold two opposing points of view at the same time in my head.
I don't think you can.
All right, I can do this. You're right, I can't do that. No one can. But I can do this. I can think of one song while singing another song.
Go ahead. I don't think that can be done.
Okay. I'm going to think of Maggie May, but I'm going to be singing Bicycle Built for Two. Ready?
Ready. Go.
Daisy, Daisy, wake up, Maggie. Oh!
See, it can't be done.
Daisy, you'd look sweet upon the seat if you steal your daddy's cue and make a living out of playing pool. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Hey, Andy.
Very hard.
Andy, I'm going to call you back on the single-jointed number.
You do whatever you want. You want to try Skype again?
Sure.
You make yourself happy, Ken. Whatever makes you happy.
Are you logged?
Your show.
Oh, God.
I'm conceding this week to you 100%. Now, I'm on Skype. I don't know what happened. It sounded perfect on my end. And then there was a sputtering, and you said, I can't hear you, and then I couldn't get you back.
Okay, I'm calling you on Skype again.
Okay, here I go. Hold on. I can see you calling. Hold on. This is it. Hang on.
You're so excited.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm living a dream. Wait, can I hang up on the phone now?
I already did.
Perfect. Okay.
Oh, you sound much better.
Yeah. How's the show been going?
Oh, it's been going great. The double-jointed hotline's been a huge success.
Well, that was Bethy's idea.
Is she double-jointed?
She is. I should ask her that. I don't know. You'd think I'd know by now.
Well, she's your wife. You don't want to ask too many questions.
We're 18 years in. I just discovered last week that she has siblings. I mean, I'm going very slow.
Oh, you mean she has brothers and sisters?
Yes. I'm going to get to double-jointed in a few years.
You haven't met any of her brothers or sisters yet?
No. Hey, is your wife double-jointed?
No, she's not.
No. Beth is not flexible either emotionally or physically.
I'm slightly double-jointed. Are you?
I'm so glad I'm not in the studio. Thank the Lord for this. I am not double-jointed. I learned that when I went skiing last month. My bones don't bend at all.
I can touch the tips of my thumbs to the middle of my forearm on the same arm.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, thank God I'm not there.
And you know what's really weird is I broke my left wrist and I can still do it even with a broken wrist.
I don't care. I don't want to visualize it.
All right, Andy, we're moving on to the single.
Hey, are people calling to say what made them hang up?
They are. Yeah, they are.
That's something that every fan of WFMU has in common, right? There's always a moment when they've gone this far but no further.
Well,
they draw a line in the ether.
I think it comes with the territory. I turn off FMU several times a day, and then I turn it back on again 5 minutes later. Does that count?
I guess so. I'm still looking for a reason to turn it on in the first place.
No, you're never going to find that.
Yeah, that's going to be that's just where my hands are.
Matt in Bloomfield, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, you love the show.
But I've definitely turned off WFMU.
And what has made you turn it off?
Well, aside from the Friday afternoons when I'm getting out of work, aren't the best. But
what's on Friday?
On Clay Bidgen's show. And it was during Wake and Bake where it seemed like days in a row, he would play the song The Bedazzler, and I just couldn't anymore. Every time it came on, it just went off.
The Bedazzler?
Yeah, he was playing this song where it's some guy singing about, I'm the Bedazzler.
Yeah, that does ring a bell.
Ken, are you making notes? Are you actually going to give notes to Clay Pigeon and other DJs based on what you learned today?
I'm writing down The Bedazzler.
Yeah, that one got old real quick.
Hey, Ken, let's play The Bedazzler. Let's bring it up. I'm so curious.
Me too, actually.
It's a win-win. It'll get rid of this guy, and we'll be able to satisfy our curiosity.
So the song was called The Bedazzler, like I'm the Bedazzler?
Yes. I don't know who sings it.
I think I have a new theme song. I've always kind of considered myself a bit of a bedazzler.
Oh, is it by Stag?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's by Stag.
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Now let's hear if it repels not just this guy, but other listeners.
Doesn't seem to be working.
Hit it,
Maestro.
I know that feeling.
No, it's not playing. I don't know why. Nothing's working tonight.
Man.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys get back to your thing.
Okay, thank you.
Get back to our thing.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken, what is our thing? I forget. Sometimes I forget.
The time you had to turn WFMU off. I know that this is a topic very close to your heart, Andy. And then, of course, we want to talk to double-jointed people as well.
Double-jointed people get put on the VIP no wait list, right?
Right.
They go straight to the front of the line.
Should we try the bedazzler? Should we try the bedazzler again?
Yeah, I'm so curious. How do we know people? How can we confirm people are double-jointed?
Oh, I've been making them play their knuckles. You know, you have to hear some bone noises over the air. That's the rule. Keep up a lively banter, Andy, while I...
God, that just registered with me. Oh, God.
What? Hearing the bones?
Oh, my God. This show, here's an interesting conundrum. Is it a conundrum? This show, whose theme is what has made you turn off WFMU, will repel people and make them turn it off. This show itself. If the show features bones cracking...
Well, I thought that's what you wanted. You wanted people to prove it.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know. I didn't think it through.
Oh, I see what the problem is. Somebody else is using the damn thing. Okay.
Can't play music?
No. Oh, I can. Play. No, I can. I can. I can do it. You want to take another call? Hi, you're on the air. Andy, you're on. You talk to the person.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Like every fan, you have your limits, and you have turned off WFMU in disgust. What has made you turn it off? And that will be the end of that.
Wait, are you talking to me?
Andy, are you talking to him?
I'm talking to the guy next to you, the guy behind you.
No, wait, we're talking to the guy behind you. Can you hand the phone to him?
Okay. Wait, am I on the air?
Is this guy on the air?
He is on the air.
Is listener Steve on?
Hi, Steve.
Okay,
Steve,
good.
Hold for 1 second.
Hang on, Steve.
Hang on, Steve, while we check to see if you're on the air.
Okay, all right. check the transmitter. Are we radiating?
Hey, it's the bedazzler.
Okay. It's the bedazzler.
Oh, great.
Steve, hang on. Sunshine in the world. I'm the bedazzler. Oh, yeah, I know this song. On the jacket, on your back pocket. I'm Andy, the what's bedazzler. The problem with this song? Light you up like a million stars. What do you think, Andy?
There is a problem with it. It's hardly worth mentioning. But what is it?
Musicologically insignificant.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's a stupid song, and that might put off some people.
Okay, understood. I'll write that down. No more stupid songs. Okay.
You should like one day a week. You should have like non-stupid Sunday.
That's a great idea. Non-stupid Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys get 2 thumbs up from Upper West Side.
Cool. So, Steve.
Yes.
Can you hand the phone to the guy behind you?
I have never. All right. I'm handing it to him.
Okay.
Who is a reflection of me in parallel mirrors.
Okay, cool.
He's one reflection off. I have never actually had to turn it off, but other people have made me turn it off.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
One was after Bronwyn C. in Truck Stop Tea Party told a story about in News of the Dead when... the police came to someone's house and they found blood and tissue everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they found out.
Well, they must have been having a party of some sort.
Well, what happened was that he had taken an M80, wrapped it in a bunch of nickels or pennies, and wrapped tin foil around it, put it in his mouth, lit the fuse, and blew his head up. And the police found pennies everywhere, and they had to, like, reverse engineer how this happened. And forensic genius yielded the right answer, that what he did was he put this explosive in his mouth and blew his head off. And the reason
he made an IED, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. The reason he did this was because his father wouldn't lend him the car. And when I heard that, me and another guy who were in the shop, we were the toy inventors, we burst out laughing. We were in, I was crying. I was laughing so hard that the boss came in, and he heard the end of, you know, truck stop, and he said, I don't want you to listen to that. I want that off.
Hang on a second.
Which made me laugh even harder.
You're a toy inventor.
Yes.
Andy, did you hear that?
Wait, I'm sorry. I was a little distracted. So you're in your place of business.
In the place of business. We're listening to this, Truck Stop Tea Party, Bronwyn C.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Who,
okay.
Bronwyn me and the other guy. Kind of, yeah.
No, Steve.
We fell in love
Steve,
with.
No,
we're
no,
not the snug plug that we would have married her sight unseen.
Hey, Steve, no need to tell the story again.
Okay.
Go ahead. So, wait.
The second time we were told, I was told to shut it off, was I was listening to FMU.
Steve,
and there was
Steve, hang on a second. Tell us about the toys you've invented. Steve, hang on
a
second.
Who's a toy inventor?
Steve is a toy inventor.
I am a toy, well, among other things. I am.
Go ahead. You guys.
I was also telling you about
Steve and Andy. Steve and Andy, you guys talk shop. Go ahead.
Steve, will you be at at the toy fair next month?
I probably will be. I usually get comped a pass from somebody so I can mooch along.
Do you sell your wares? Do you go to the shops and present your wares?
Well, no, I keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on. I see the same crap that they show every year in different colors.
I got to do that with my finger on the pulse, too. I got to figure out where the pulse is.
Where the pulse is, and usually it's dead. And
what kind of toys are you doing? Are you doing games or toys or toys for young kids? Or
Toys, you know, interesting, like, you know, physics things, science-related things. Or, you know, you get ideas for things. When you see the crap that some people do, you get ideas for other crap that you might be able to sell them.
Does that happen to you, Andy?
Although this year, I've been frustrated the last year and a half. It's been really tough. Trying to get him to license stuff.
Wow. You know, my daughter's going to be working at Toy Fair this year, actually.
She is? What's she doing there?
She's going to be building sets, I think.
Oh, my God. I got to go take her to lunch.
Yeah.
What you know what booth she'll be with? What company?
Well, I go in with Breaking Games and hang out there because they've published a few of my games. But then I walk around and...
So, and Steve, stop by the Breaking Games table and say hello to Andy Breckman.
I will do that.
I think my son will be stopping by this year, too.
Well, I mean, it's been great listening to you two guys talk shop. Thanks,
right.
Steve.
And I'm sure there's much more. And actually, it was your show once where I had to turn – they made me turn it off.
Yeah, that was on purpose. What was I doing?
You and Andy were – I think the title of the show was "You Probably Won't Win Squat."
Oh yeah!
The goal was
that was the worst.
The child cry,
right?
Like giving him a gift, but then taking it away, and I was in tears. And of course, once again, you know, you can't listen to that here.
No,
I was told by other people, you know, and I told them that you don't understand. This is necessary for my mental health,
right?
And they, but other people. You know, the normals feel different.
Yeah,
the normals. Nothing we could do about them, right, Ken?
Right, exactly. They just haven't had enough acid.
We wrote
them off years ago.
We got in trouble for that show. You Probably Won't Win Squat.
It's a cult to make a child cry.
Yeah. Well, we've done a bunch of shows where we've made people cry. That used to be our thing. we've grown up a little bit, I like to think.
Why?
All right, Steve, we're moving on.
Okay, great. It was great talking to you guys.
Breaking Games Table, Toy Fair.
I'll see some people at Toy Fair.
Be there. Andy,
be there and be square.
You want to talk to another double-jointed person?
Yeah.
Also, Andy, just, you know, double-jointed people are kind of sensitive. Don't call them the double-jointed, okay, because that objectifies them.
And are you really making them crack their knuckles or crack their bones on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Hi, thanks for calling the Double Jointed Hotline. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Did you mean to call the Double Jointed Hotline?
I did.
All right. Tell us about your double jointedness.
I just don't know how to top that guy. Like, it's just, he's like a hard act to follow.
But you're double jointed.
I didn't mean to call the double jointed hotline, but you know, I'm like Andy, I can hold two opposing views like in my mind at the same time.
Okay, go ahead and do it, and let's hear some bones crack while you do it. Ready?
Okay, hold on. Does that work?
That worked.
Thanks.
And I think you're calling because you have at some time in the past turned off WFMU in disgust.
Yeah, I have.
Tell us about that time.
Well, it's always Thursdays, and it's when I'm driving home, like stuck on traffic in 46.
Okay.
Going 46 east.
Right, right.
And it's just this horrible screeching, like cans falling.
Uh-huh.
And you're stuck in traffic, and you just want to jump right out of your skin.
Can you imitate the sound?
Yeah, I got all my cooking stuff, so I've like gathered it all. I've been waiting.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Ken, do you know what show that is?
I do. I know exactly what show that is. I heard that when it was first aired.
Yeah.
So heads will roll. This DJ is fired. Is that
yes,
right?
I'm writing it down right now.
And what's funny is I recommend WFMU to everyone I meet, and they turn on the station at the same time on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And your can's falling down, and then they think I like it.
Oh, no, you can't recommend WFMU. That's the mistake you're making. No, no, no. No, big mistake.
Yeah,
playing macaroni friendship. Or like cans, and they're like, "What kind of person are you? Are you like weird? Like, what is this?" And I'm like, "No, there's other things."
It's like playing Russian roulette. Is that what you're
doing? No, it is radio. It is radio roulette because one out of every six times you turn on WFMU, you're going to be offended or repulsed. It's radio roulette.
I get it. Like sometimes, you know.
What a lot of listeners don't understand, and I
get it, on the radio.
I used to go to the staff meetings here, and, you know, what a lot of listeners don't understand is that Ken's plan from the beginning when he started the station, when he founded the station, is to start a race war in America. It's Operation Helter Skelter. That was his plan from the beginning.
Just trying to do my bit.
You understand that, everything on the station makes perfect sense.
Are you going to write a book about this experience?
Or
my life with...
As Ken says in the staff meeting, you know, Charles Manson didn't finish the job. It's up to us. We must pick up the mantle.
People only remember the bad things about him.
Yeah. If Charles Manson... No, seriously, I'm not joking. If Charles Manson... was won in some lottery, a radio station, it would be WFMU.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
Have you heard his music?
Have you heard your station?
I know. Yeah, I'm saying that Charles Manson actually wrote some good songs. The Beach Boys covered one of them.
Maybe someday you'll reach that standard, Ken.
Yeah, Charles Manson's music's way too mainstream. Well,
keep working, Ken. You'll get there. It's good to have a goal.
Thanks for your call.
Oh, anytime.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. All right. The double jointed hotline is open once again. It is 201-209-0843. Should we hear the Bedazzler again, Andy?
Yeah, it could be our new theme song. Apparently you can't hear it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, sorry.
Double jointed hotline?
No, this is not the double jointed hotline.
So this caller, although she seems very nice, she's not flexible at all.
Okay.
Are you flexible? This is Deborah in Montclair.
I'm very flexible because one of the things I do is teach Qigong, but I'm not. I've called up and talked about Qigong, but
can you give Andy a Qigong lesson right now?
No, that would be reason enough for me to hang up and turn off WFMU and then call back and tell you all about why I just hung up and turned it off.
I can do that. do you want to loop the standing tree, or do you want to know why I turned WFMU off?
Yes, why do you turn off WFMU? We want to know.
Well, I tell everyone also how much I love WFMU, and I tell my college students to listen to WFMU, and I usually don't turn it off except when. And I do love Wake and Bake, and I do love everybody, especially Sam the computer.
Mm-hmm.
But when Connie Klinkafuss and that screaming traffic report from decades before.
Rex Rademacher?
Gotta go.
Who is it? Is it Connie Klinkafuss or?
It's someone voicing a character.
Rex Rademacher?
Dink
Dougherty?
Yeah, it's Rademacher and Klinkafuss. It's not Clay Pigeon.
Oh, it's both of them. It's Rademacher and Klinkafuss. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, I'm going to write that down. I am going to fire them.
Well, it's someone voicing them, obviously.
Well, I'm going to fire all of them.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of openings now at the station.
Fire Connie Klinkafuss, fire Rex Rademacher. Writing it down so I don't forget.
And more Sam the computer. Give Sam the computer an hour.
More Sam. Okay, we'll try to get Sam doing the traffic as well. All right, thank you, Deborah.
Do you want to know the other one?
Yes.
Okay. I think sometimes DJ Stashu just screams. Like, I love Sheila B.
Who doesn't?
Sometimes I just say, I've had it. And I turn her off.
Okay. You want me to fire her?
No.
Suspend her?
Need to be on the radio.
Too late. It's done.
Done.
Too late.
Fire Stashu. It's written down.
Okay,
so thanks. Like we have seven or eight slots opening up today.
No, only four. Only four.
Okay.
So far.
Okay. Namaste.
Thanks, Deborah. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Andy, you didn't.
If you just tuned in, we are draining the swamp here on WFMU. We're taking a big, big broom out of the closet. And thanks to listeners like you, we're identifying the weakest links in the schedule.
And it's Barbara in our old hometown of East Orange. Hi, Barbara. You're on the air.
Hey, Ken. You know what show I don't even bother listening to?
Mine?
Yes.
I knew it. What is it that put you over the edge?
Oh, I don't know when you play. You played some German music, and then, it's been several years that I haven't listened to you. But it was like, I know you just play this really weird, bad music. And I know you're doing it.
Well, he's doing it for a good cause. He's doing it to start a race war in America.
I'm not playing it because it's weird. I'm playing it because it's bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I know, yeah, but, you know, I'll let you play for it's bad for other people. I go listen to something else.
Oh, hang on, Barbara. Andy got a call. Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, I'm not going to take the call. I can't wait.
Barbara, how are things in East Orange? Barbara, you still there?
Well,
Barbara's gone.
You got to admire Barbara.
Why?
Now, Ken, you're firing DJs as people complain about them. Are you now on that list?
Oh, okay. Fire myself. All right.
Yeah.
Because it's weird or bad or both. Why am I fired? I got to have cause. I don't play stuff just because it's weird. I don't play weird for weird's sake.
But don't you often play bad for bad's sake?
I do. Yes.
Yeah, you do. Okay, you're guilty.
Is that cause? Okay, fire Ken.
Just write the word irony down. You can put irony down next to half of your DJ.
Okay, fire irony.
Yeah,
okay.
Fire two. Yeah.
Got it.
It's a feat of irony.
And, oh, my gosh, we're going to Tommy in Neversink. You're on the air, Tommy.
Hello. I'll just say this. There are some shows that may be valid, but their timing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they shouldn't be in the afternoon.
Got it.
I'm thinking of one on Thursday and one on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Exactly right. Okay. Right.
They should be, like, in the middle of the night.
Okay, fire.
So then the Europeans could listen to them.
Got it. Okay, so reverse... Thursday and Friday after. I'm not going to fire these people, but I'm making a note. Reverse Thursday and Friday afternoons.
Change them on the schedule. They got to come in the middle of the night now.
For the
Europeans. So the Europeans. Give them to the Europeans.
Yeah.
Middle
they
of the night.
They have free health care, so they can.
They can deal with it.
Hell yeah. I like the way you talk, Tommy.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tommy.
You're welcome.
and somebody's calling the Double Jointed Hotline. Always exciting. Hi, thanks for calling the Double Jointed Hotline. You're on the air.
Hello?
You've called the Double Jointed Hotline.
Oh, no, I did not call the Double Jointed Hotline, but I'm happy to talk if it's okay.
Yep, go ahead.
This is Asheville John.
Hey, Asheville John.
I'm sure that Ken, over the years, you've known what I'm calling about. I had to turn your show off in 2013 when you did your three-hour Queen Bohemian Rhapsody show.
Right.
It was unbearable, and it just had to be done.
Well, I was getting a lot of complaints about playing lots of bad music without melodies, so I found a song with a melody, and I went with it.
I can understand that, but I looked at my comments that I posted on the playlist at that point, and I even said that this is your worst show ever, and I just had to turn this off and listen to something else. But I seldom turn WFMU off ever. I'll just find a different stream if I don't want to hear something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that one show, the 3-hour Bohemian Rhapsody, that was just too much. I had to turn it off completely.
Now, Ken, be honest. It's like a call like this, you take these calls as a badge of honor, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's okay.
You're gonna take this call and put it on a billboard.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I
could have done 9 hours. I could have probably even done more than 9 hours of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I'm glad you have not reprised the theme. That's a very good thing. And it was almost, it was 7 years ago or something. So it's,
yeah,
it's been a long time. So
I did 3 hours of Institutionalized. I did an hour and a half of I Am the Walrus. I think Joe Magasco's done this kind of thing, too. He did 3 hours of Eleanor Rigby.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Andy Breckman. Well, Andy Breckman did 3 hours of Railroad Bill, all the different covers.
Yeah. Sweet.
No, I never did that. So, That is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Thank you, Asheville John.
3 hours of Eleanor Rigby. That's just the broadcasting path of least resistance.
Has anybody ever covered any of your songs?
Yeah, Railroad Bill. There are 5 or 6 covers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a few others.
Who's done it? Anybody we know?
Well, my friend Livingston Taylor.
Livingston Taylor
has done a few of those. Yeah. But though, if you go on the World Wide Web,
mm-hmm.
not the local web,
right.
The big one.
No, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Oh, and use my mouse and type something in, like Railroad Bill, and I'll find different versions of it?
Although Railroad Bill, it's the name of a public domain traditional folk song as well, so it gets a little confusing.
Right. Did you know that when you wrote Railroad Bill?
I don't remember, Ken.
Okay, Zachary in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through, Ken. Appreciate it.
It kind of makes...
Are you still connected over Skype?
Oh, barely.
Barely? Okay.
Well, I'm connected, but I'm not into it.
You're not into it, yeah. You're meeting that 1 minute deadline or the 1 minute left of your work you got to do, right?
I'm not emotionally connected.
Yeah, it's hard to get emotionally connected with this show. Now, Ken's individual show that he does, I mean, that you really get drawn into.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't help it because you want that.
No.
You want to know when that race war is going to start.
All the backward masking messages I'm laying out too. Like a lot of people take notes and
right. I'm filling up my card for the year 2020. I really like what you're trying to say this year, Ken.
Cool.
It's really inspiring.
Thank you, Zachary.
But
Zachary, you're coming through loud and clear considering you're halfway up Ken's rectum.
Well, it's chilly out here in Indiana.
Yeah, you get the great reception
the
up
Jersey,
there. Great reception up your butt there, Ken.
Well, they make very small microphones these days, Andy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do.
So Zachary, tell us about the time you had to turn off WFMU.
Yeah, for me, a lot of times it's it's more of one show on Sunday sometimes, just depending on the
don't mention the name.
No, just don't say the name, but spell it.
Yeah, well, that's even hard.
Fire.
No, I mean, for the most part, really, for us in our house, it's more of not turning it off, but you jump to the archive or one of the alternative streams, you know, like Itchybot or something.
Well, I'm making a note.
To get through for the rest of the show. You're like, it's a two-hour show. It'll be over, you know, at 10. All right.
You know what?
We'll just listen to this.
If you don't tell us who it was on Sunday, Ken has no choice. He'll have to fire the entire Sunday lineup.
I've already written it down, fire Sunday lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's not – Sunday could be improved, I think.
Yeah, well, you don't want to mention names, so I'll just fire. No. I'll just fire everybody. It's okay, Zachary.
I don't want to be. I mean, sometimes the shows work, even though the ones that you've turned off previously. You know, we always give them another chance.
Yep.
You never know. They could pull through, maybe actually do some research or something. And
Sunday's a great day for Eleanor Rigby and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah.
All day.
Yeah. All day. Well, I remember I didn't turn it off. I actually enjoyed it, and I try sometimes trick people with it. Ken, you remember the one time you played all the different versions of Hotel California back to back?
That I do not remember. Did I do that?
Yeah, I forget which year it was, just a couple few years ago or something. But you played like 30, 45 minutes of Hotel California.
Did I really? Good Lord.
But different versions.
Yeah, of course, different versions, yeah.
But yeah, that usually grates on people after about the third one.
Like, that is the laziest radio. That is the path of least resistance. Am I right, Andy?
I'm sorry, I tuned out a little bit. Say it again.
45 minutes of Hotel California covers.
Dear God. Dear God. Dear God, Kenny.
Come on. That parallel guitar solo?
Well, that is great on the Eagles version. I know that.
Yeah. Don Felder,
Hotel California,
Livingston Taylor, among others.
Hey, what was that song you were playing earlier? Bedazzled, or what was it?
The Bedazzler.
The Bedazzler.
The Bedazzler by Stag.
It's been so long since anyone's ever called me a bedazzler.
Hey, Zachary.
Yeah.
Will you call Andy Breckman the Bedazzler?
Andy, the Bedazzler, Beck, we appreciate all that you do, Breckman. You bedazzle all of us.
Bedazzler.
The Bedazzler.
That's exactly what I was
going. Hey, that could be a new game for you. Could you get that in line before the Toy Fair? Do you think you can come up with something?
Yeah, done and done.
All right, thanks, Zachary.
Hey,
Moving on. Andy, you missed our call from Danger earlier. It was when you got cut
how'd
off.
That go?
It was okay. It wasn't his best call.
Is he double jointed?
No, he's not. Oh, but speaking of that, the double jointed hotline is open once again. It's been tied up most of the night tonight. If you are double jointed, if you're one of the double jointed persons who we love and admire so much around here at WFMU, we've set up a special hotline for you. It is 201-209-0843. No waiting, no lines, no call screeners. You get straight through, 201-209-0843. Everybody else can call 201-209-9368. And, Andy, we have no calls. That's it.
Well, we
had a good run. We had a good run. It's been, almost 30 years? But that's it.
Yeah, we just can't seem to spark that race war. Your dream. We try every week. Maybe this every week we say to ourselves, maybe this will be the week.
Yeah. I've been having trouble finding the underground hole too. The hole that leads to the underground city.
Is that something Manson promised his followers?
Oh yeah. You didn't know about that? There's the underground city. And that's why they went to Death Valley to find the entrance to the underground city. That was filled with rainbows and unicorns and chocolate fountains. He actually told them that there were chocolate fountains waiting for them underground. You're strangely silent about that.
So you're saying that the members of Manson family were gullible.
A little bit.
That's your theory.
A little bit. Hey, thanks for calling the double jointed hotline.
The race war stuff and the creepy crawly stuff, that makes sense. But oh my God, get this. They believed in the chocolate fountains.
Underground chocolate fountains.
Yeah, they were really stupid.
Yeah.
That proves it. Now I understand.
Thanks for calling the double jointed hotline. You're on the air. Go ahead and don't be shy. Tell us about your double jointed abilities.
Andy is the bedazzler. Andy is the bedazzler. Andy is the bedazzler. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny. Which nobody can deny.
Something about him makes me think he wasn't really double jointed. Andy, you still with us?
Yeah. I'm, you've given us a lot to think about today, Ken.
Joe in Oregon, you're on the air.
This is Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Well, we're calling you by your affectionate nickname, Joe.
Did you want to know about double joints or what?
Well, you haven't called the double jointed hotline.
I don't know which I called. I just had it in my phone. I just pressed WFMU. Here I am.
Yeah, but there's a different number for double jointed people. If you could call back.
I did get screened. Is that
yeah, because double jointed people, we treat double jointed people right. They don't.
And we've got them on the phone. We don't need to have them call back.
He should be calling.
Fortunately, Andy, I am double jointed.
This way lies chaos, Andy. He should be calling back on the double jointed hotline, which is 201-209-0843. I'm sorry, Phil.
God. God.
Pam! Pam in San Francisco. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hi, Andy. Pam is one of our regular callers, by the way.
This is why you've never started one single race.
I started a little one once.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Andy's making fun of me for not having been able to start a proper race war.
There's always time.
I think I started a couple.
You just have to have faith, Andy.
I think it depends on how you define race war.
Yeah, I guess it
depends.
I guess
on how
it does.
Race.
Yeah. I guess in the strictest
sense. You could have people running
sense.
Down the street.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sense of the word, some of those staff
time
meetings.
That I needed to turn off the radio.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about that time.
You've probably heard a lot about it already. It's when Andy was dressed up as the bear.
Oh, when we had Gentle Jimmy on with us.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
Andy.
And I don't even want to talk about it.
Andy,
I don't even want you to, like, I'm just going to have to hang up.
Andy,
you guys
Andy wasn't.
Talking about it. Probably get Andy going. So that's why I'm not going to stop talking.
Andy wasn't dressed up as the bear. Andy was not dressed up as the bear. That was Gentle Jimmy, the bear.
I don't even remember that show.
Yeah, that was a that was a marathon show.
Yeah, anyway,
it was pretty out there.
Anyway, have a great day. Bye.
Bye, Pam. All right, thanks for calling the double jointed hotline. You're on the air.
Hi.
Are you double jointed?
Yes.
Tell us about it. What can you do?
I can bend my finger.
No, but don't do it. Oh, no.
Do it.
No, don't do it. Oh, no, even knowing you're doing it.
So it goes.
I'm so glad I can't see.
Almost straight up in the air.
Oh, no.
And then the bottom part of it is.
Kid, don't do it.
Go ahead, do it.
Kid.
Oh, I heard it.
Don't do it. I heard it.
I heard it, too. That was great.
That was horrible.
Wow, what's your name?
William.
William, you win the show.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, God, that was awful.
William wins. Thanks for calling, William. Andy, we have one more call, and then you can finish your script. It's Arthur and Kearney.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Arthur. Go ahead. Tell us about that time you had to turn off WFMU.
So, like, 8 or 9 years ago, there was a performer named Wing. She had, like, an unusually high voice and would sing, like, covers of popular pop songs.
Oh, yeah, from New Zealand, Wing, sure.
Yeah, and there was like a 2-week period where like every other DJ was playing that, and for whatever reason, like that voice just got on my nerves so much that I would run over to the radio and like turn it off.
Wow. I love Wing.
Really?
Yeah, I was probably one of the people you turned off.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Hey, well, have a good day, man. Thanks for letting me share that memory.
Hey, thanks, Arthur. Arthur and Carney.
Arthur, go ahead. You're on the air.
No, I just said goodbye to him, Andy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Andy, are you going to be able to make it in next week, you think?
Yes.
Maybe?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Next week I will be even more attentive than I was this week.
Oh, that's great. Good luck finishing your script.
So it's like a stunt radio show?
Yeah.
Yep. Take calls?
Yeah, it's called 7 Second Delay.
Do you play music?
No, generally not. Sometimes we play the Bedazzler, but generally not.
Okay, can I take a moment here to apologize to you right now, Ken?
You may.
I really screwed this up. There were some technical glitches that made it worse, but this was badly timed.
It's just okay. Had
a perfect storm of crap.
We made it through, and now you can finish.
Well, barely, and I owe you a show. I owe you 1 hour of my life.
Great!
You have a chit now.
A chit. I'm going to hang on to that chit. All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Thank you, Nick the Bard, for call screening. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
He wants to be the man I need to care for me.